A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Mem Beis, Gittin 42b, pagination is 84. We're starting from the last quarter of the page. The words at the end of the line are Iboi Lehu Me'ukav. In our previous session, we discussed the words of the Mishnah of a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, a slave that is only half enslaved. Half of him has already been freed, and the ruling, as we understood, even according to Beis Hillel, by the time the Mishnah was complete, is that we would follow the ruling of Beis Shammai, who say that he must be freed. The compelling reason was Pru Urevu, that a person who's half slave cannot marry anyone, can't marry a slave, can't marry a free woman, and he has to be freed. The question that our Gemara wants to address is, what is his status from the time that we recognize the problem and we rule that he must be freed until the time that he's actually freed? Namely, what about eating teruma? Normally, if a person is a slave of a Kohen, not only does the Kohen get to eat teruma, but the slave of the Kohen is also kinyan kaspo, his acquisition, and he's allowed to eat teruma as well, teruma being the special tithe given to Kohanim. Iboi lehu, the Gemara asks the question, Me'ukav get shichrur, a person who's still missing his freedom document, but it's all considered a done deal. Ochel betruma o eina ochel, does he eat truma or does he not? Kinyan kaspo amarachmana, vahai lav kinyan kaspo hu. The reason that a normal eved is included in eating truma is because of the pasuk kinyan kaspo, his acquisition, and this person is no longer an acquisition, he's on his way out. Odoma, or maybe, Kevid the Mechusa get shichrur, since he has not yet received his document of freedom, Kinyan Kaspo Karina Bey, he's still considered Kinyan Kaspo, at least technically, and he can still eat teruma. That is our question. The Gemara tries to prove it from a very fascinating case. Toshema, we learnt. The Omer Rav Misharshia. Rav Misharshia taught, Kohenes shenis ariv v'loda b'vlad shivchasa. A woman married to a Kohen is giving birth in the same place, in the same situation, as her female slave. Now, the child of the slave woman is going to become a slave, one would expect. And the child of the Kohen's wife is going to be a Kohen, one would expect. What happened was, the two babies got mixed up, to the point that we're not sure which one is which. What is the status that we apply to these two boys? So Rav Misharshia taught, Hare Elu Ochlim Batruma, they're allowed to eat teruma, both of them, as they grow up. You could feed them teruma, one of them because he's a Kohen, and one of them because he's the slave of a Kohen. V'chokin chelik echod al hagoren, and when they come to a granary to collect teruma, because they're entitled, they're only entitled to one portion. Higdilu ataaruvos, when this mixture, these two boys, get older, mishachrim ze'ezeh, they do an act of freedom one to the other, so that they should both know that they're free. They will not know whether they continue with Kohen status or not, because the son of the Kohen will continue Kohen status. The son of the slave woman is now going to be free, and now is not going to have any connection to the Kohanim. It's the equivalent of a ger convert status, new to the Jewish people. And at least both of them will be able to proceed as regular Jewish men. What you do see, however, from this mind-boggling case, is that while they are still waiting to do this procedure of freedom through document, they are able to eat teruma. And therefore, the suggestion was that in the case of a slave who is waiting for his freedom document, but it's already considered a done deal that he's supposed to get a freedom document, the assumption might be that he too is allowed to eat teruma until he actually gets that freedom document. Says the Gemara, it is not a proof. Hachi hashta. Let's pay attention. Hasam, over there, by the mixture. Im yavo Eliyo v'yomar. If Eliyo Anovi, for example, would be able to tell us, b'chad minayu de'eved hu, which one is the slave? Kinyan kaspo karina be. Fundamentally, we were fine that both of them can eat teruma, one because he's the son of a Kohen, and one because he's the acquisition of a Kohen. The only problem was, we didn't know which one was which, and therefore we allowed them to continue eating teruma. Haha, but over here, we know exactly what's going on. He is supposed to be freed, and he no longer has financial connection to this slave, if you want to call him a slave. He's 1 foot out the door or more. There's no longer any financial connection. And therefore, lav kinyan kaspo hu klal, the term kinyan kaspo does not apply, because he's not an acquisition anymore. Just that on the level of iser, of prohibition, of marriage issues, he's going to still require the document of freedom. The Rambam in Hilchas Terumos Perek Tes Halacha Hey brings this case, and based on the fact that it is an iboiluhu, a question which has not been resolved, namely the case of an eved that has not yet gotten his get shichrur, his freedom document, the rule is harehu aser le'echol b'truma, he would be forbidden to eat teruma. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.